Welcome back to Das Kingdom on the Parsha. Parsha's Amor features a list of the Moadim. It's interestingly, there are only two places in all of Chumash that have a full, exhaustive list of all the Yom Tovim that are Deraisa. And in Parsha's Pinchas, it's mostly from the perspective of Karbana. So we have here in Parsha's Amor, where it goes through all the Yom Tovim, Pesach, Sfira, which of course, always perfectly works out that we read Parshas Amor during Sfira, but it has Pesach and Sfira, so Omer and Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. And in the introduction to the last couple of Yom Tovim, there is an interesting word that is used, right? It goes through all the Yom Tovim, and then when it gets to Yom Kippur, it says, Ach, b'sor l'chodesh, but on the 10th of the month, then it goes into the halachos of Yom Kippur, v'nisnos nashaseichem, you should fast, afflict yourselves. And there's some sort of kapara there. And then when it discusses Sukkot, it says, Ach b'chamisha asar yom, but on the 15th, then it goes into the halachas of Sukkot. And this is, in Parshas Amor, is the source of the Arba Aminim. We don't find that throughout any other part of the Torah. So this is where we see it. Now, the question is, what, the word Ach is doing here. Why do we introduce these two sections of Yom Kippur and Sukkot with Ach? So the Das Sakinim addresses at least the Yom Kippur one explicitly, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Zayin, and they say that the Ach is a word of differentiation. It means but, meaning it in contrast, right? Whereas we have by the other Yom Tovim that they are Mikrei Kodesh due to the Achila and the Shtia and the Oneg, right? The eating, the drinking, the delighting, the enjoying, the physical pleasure. Ach be'asor lechodesh, point out the Bali Tosfos. But on the 10th of the month, on Yom Kippur, that's different. It's still Mikrai Kodesh, it's still a holy convocation, it's still a time of great Kedusha, but it doesn't come about through eating and drinking and oneg, but rather it's through v'nisimus nafshaseichem, through diminishing physical pleasure, through fasting, through affliction, and that's the Mikra Kodesh, and also it's the honoring of the day, and the bringing of Karbanos, the Isser Malacha, so it's very different from the other Yom Tovim. It's also Kedusha. There's also Kavod to the day, but it's not brought about in the typical manner, which is through the eating, drinking, and oneg. And they comment in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Lamates and Mem, it's Perak Chav Gimel, Psukim, Lamates and Mem, they speak about the mitzvah Sukkot. And they point out a different question. It could be that they also mean to address the word Ach, introducing Sukkot, but they point out another phenomenon, which is that the word Simcha, we know there's a mitzvah on Yom Tov of Simchas Yom Tov, especially the Shalosh Regalim, Simchas Yom Tov. And in Simcha El Basar, in Simcha El Yayin, you should be having this Simcha. However, based on the text, not all Yom Tovim are created equal. Not all Shlosh Regalim are created equal. Because the word Simcha actually doesn't come out. There's no instruction for Simcha in the passage about Pesach. And there is one mention of the word Simcha by the passage of Shavuos. And when it comes to Sukkot, it says, Usmachtem, and then again, V'samachta v'chagecha, and V'hayisa ach sameach. There's three Lashonos of Simcha. And we have zero by Pesach, one by Shavuos, and three by Sukkot. And the Bali Tosfos suggests over here that there's no Simcha by Pesach because the grain didn't grow yet. We didn't have the wheat harvest yet. By Shavuos, so we have the wheat harvest. We've right the Shtei Lechem, the Mincha Chadasha. So we are going to have Simcha. And when it comes, but we don't have fruits yet. The fruits didn't grow. However, when we get to Sukkot, we have three Smachos. We have the grain grew, we have all the fruits, the Chag HaAsif, the ingathering, all the fruits, and we also have a Mechilas Avonos of Yom Kippur. We have achieved a Kapara. We've been forgiven for our sins on Yom Kippur. And therefore, we have three Lashonos of Simcha by Sukkot. And it would seem that the Ach is that unlike the other Regalim, where there's some sort of limitation to the Simcha, that there's some degree of Simcha, but when it comes to Sukkot, that's where everything is all out. And of course, we know the great Simcha, the Simcha is based on Shoeva. It's tremendous Simcha by Sukkot, and it's the combination of the end of the agricultural season, where everything is collected, as well as being right after Yom Kippur, where we're forgiven for all our Averos. But since we're on our way to Shavuos, just to focus on that for one moment, it's interesting that on Pesach, you know, we do, Lemaisa, we do have a mitzvah of simcha on Simchas Yom Tov on Pesach, but the Torah doesn't write it like that. It leaves out the mention of simcha there, and we don't see the lashon of simcha until we get to Shavuos. And it's explained, I think, many sources. I had the thought myself a bunch of years ago, but I saw it in Nesivos Shalom and various other Svarim, that the simcha is held off on Pesach because on Pesach, to use the words of the Das Akenim, the grain didn't grow yet. You didn't really get there yet. What was Pesach? Pesach was where we got freedom, right? Zman Chirusenu. But the truth is that we weren't really free yet because, as Pirkei Avos says, Pirkei Avos is often learned during this time period of Svira. It says, "Ein lecha ben chorin." We don't have someone who's ben chorin unless they're involved in Talmud Torah, unless they're learning Torah. So before we get the Torah, we're not really free. And therefore, on Pesach, we didn't really complete the job. It was nice, it was beautiful, we're thankful, but the Torah is not going to write the word simcha in the context of Pesach alone. Nope, not until we get to Shavuos. Not until we get to the completion of the purpose, which was the freedom, Almanas lekabel Torah, in order to receive the Torah. So yes, Pesach was nice, Pesach was beautiful, but now as we're on the road to Shavuos, now we can really have a simcha, really have a geshmak, to really enjoy and appreciate Pesach and Shavuos and all Sfiras over in the proper context, the context of the Torah. May we be zocha to maximize the rest of Sfira and enter Shavuos with a tremendous simcha. Wishing everybody a lag sameach and a beautiful Shabbos.